Hi, I'm Trevor Pinch from Cornell University in the United States.
And I'm Mark Lane here at RFI in Paris.
Welcome to WebWatch,
your weekly view of new technologies.
So, Mark, it's the World Cup, and no doubt you'll be watching your TV for the off chance of seeing England in the final.
If I thought England had the slightest chance of being in that final, I'd buy a big flat-screen TV, but I think I can save my money on that one.
Yeah, it's probably very wise. Anyway, you want to talk about football technologies.
Yes, I do. This World Cup will see the first use of a goal line technology called Goal Control 4D. Around the stadium, there are 14 cameras, that's 7 pointing at each goal, and they can interpret the shape of the moving ball and then tell the referee if the ball crossed the goal line or not.
Interpret the shape of the moving ball? That sounds a bit extreme. All they need to know is whether the ball fully crossed the goal line. And how, by the way, exactly do these cameras tell the referee that important fact?
Well, the ref is wearing a special wristwatch, and when the ball crosses the line, it says goal.
Well, you know their referees out there as blind as a bat. Yeah. They may not be looking.
Some Japanese ones, yeah. Well, the watch is supposed to vibrate too.
Well, let's say it's lucky they didn't have this technology in 1966 when Jeff Hurst, of course, scored the goal against Germany in the World Cup final. It's all part of the game. Technology's going to ruin it.
We are rather showing our age here, aren't we? Yeah.
Okay, then what else is in the technology dressing room?
Well, next out on the pitch, it'll be a smartphone app called OneFootball.
A smartphone app? I'm looking for some goal map excitement, and all you can offer is a smartphone app?
Well, it covers not only the World Cup, but it also gives the scores of over 100 leagues and competitions worldwide.
Well, that might come in handy for keeping track of Norwich City, my team back in the UK, who, alas, just got relegated from the Premiership. But, Mark, you'll have to do better than that. Get your boots on and start playing, for God's
sake.
Well,
just before we move on, OneFootball has released a free app for the World Cup, and they expect millions of accesses in real time.
Now, you are going to get technical, aren't you?
Well, I'll put in a big cross, and you see if you can get your head onto this one. The man running OneFootball, Lucas von Cranach, says, "We've built a huge content management system that can cope with major increases in traffic. The load balancing is taken care of by our cloud provider, Amazon Web Services. We couldn't do that without cloud computing."
Load balancing, cloud providers, web services. Now, I'm looking for a first touch to get me past the back four before I nutmeg the keeper and lift some silverware.
I do love your facility with football slang.
No, seriously, though, apart from goal line video and some silly smartphone app, does technology actually contribute much to football?
Well, have you noticed that a lot of football shirts worn on the field seem to have tight bands of material in the shirt itself?
Yeah, I wondered what was going on there.
Well, those tight bands are actually material called ACTV. Their purpose is to provide both compression and massage to the player wearing the shirt.
Well, that sounds nice, a bit of massage for those tired muscles. But what's the point?
Well, it prevents their muscles from vibrating when running. That saves them energy. Also, the shirts are much lighter than before due to modern materials, and some of them use ClimaCool technology to keep cool.
And ClimaCool is what?
It's a highly breathable fabric.
OK, I have to tell you, Mark, the lads can't take much more of this excitement. They'd all like to go and jump in the bath together.
Well, as they remove their football boots, you may notice that some of them are using Adidas's AdiZero technology to reduce the weight of the boot.
Well, lighter boots is a good place to start using technology.
Yes, and this is done using a super thin AdiZero membrane designed to ensure a perfect fit around the player's foot, thereby improving both his traction and his control. By reducing the weight, we also reduce the strain on players.
Oh, so the lads won't be getting the cramp an extra time. Nice thinking. Now, I need an under-assistant coach. Are you available?
Most teams employ video analysts and psychologists these days. I'm surprised, as a leading sociologist, you aren't advising the US team.
I wish. But, Mark, you've forgotten one thing.
And what would that be?
The ball. Keep your eye on the ball.
Oh, yes. After the ball at the South African World Cup was described as behaving like a beach ball, Adidas have produced a new one with 6 polyurethane panels that are specially bonded to keep the ball the same weight and shape in all conditions.
Will that help Beckham to bend it?
I hate to tell you, he's just a fashion icon these days.
You think it's all over, don't you?
It is now.
And that's all we got time for today. So it's goodbye from me, Trevor, at Cornell University.
And it's goodbye from me, Mark, here at RFI in Paris. We hope you'll be with us next week on WebWatch.